the skill level wasn't where we needed to be, so we need to keep working on that. And there's a bit of time still, but I thought it was more convincing than the scoreboard. Was it 21 points in the end or something? I thought, shots from 20 metres, I think, in the second quarter. I think there's four or five of them. So, look, we certainly played quicker, created a lot of opportunities, worked really hard defensively. Just really what I said. When you look around the competition, it's hard. There's plenty of challenges that come at you. I think you've got to view them as Pat fullback, Davis back. I think Mumford's been a big loss for him, obviously against someone like Aaron and John Griffin supporting, but their midfield's elite. If you go Ward, Scully, Griffin, and then Whitfield, Kelly, even though he's a second year player, he's picked two in the country. Treloar, Green, it's enormously talented. And you've got the luxury of playing Griffin off halfback with Heath Shaw, Patfield and Davis. They're quite an elite team, hence, they're fighting for a top eight position. And really, on the dry expanses of Subiaco, it's a challenge for a midfield. But I thought our hit around the ball and intensity and really our pressure centre forward was as good as it's been for a while. And we created all those opportunities, but lack of polish and composure at times stopped it being convincing. And we had some really bad turnovers where they scored quite easily at the back. But that was the only way they were getting their goals, I thought. I was a bit tired in the last quarter than it should have been, but at the end of the day, it was really quite convincing by ultimately the ultimate measure, which is the scoreboard.
You mentioned polish as a theme over the last couple of weeks. Do you think it's just going to click one day?
No, well, that's the aim. We've got to keep working on it and keep challenging decisions and a training and play mini footy, mini games and all of that. But at the end of the day, the players have got to take responsibility for it, stick to the principles, and sometimes it could be your teammate alongside. Rather than calling for a direct out, just because you're running, you created the number, doesn't mean you're the best option. Sometimes we need help, and you can point and direct your teammate to where the better option is, and I don't think we do that enough, but we spoke about that, and we know we can do that. So, that's our challenge that lays in front of us. But certainly this time of year, we've got to fly to Melbourne, another big challenge. And it was good to the midfield without Nat today. I thought really got to work and scored quite heavily from clearances and so on. So, and Lockie Weller debuted, and I thought he looked fine. Alex Pearce forward was good. I thought Zach Dawson back was really quite strong for us and gave us some physicality in the air and all those sort of things. So, we're building. Michael Johnson will be back in 2 weeks. Fife will be back. So there's a bit to like about where we're at.
Can you persist with Alex up forward?
Yeah, I really liked what I saw. Speed, movement, took some good marks. Kicked one, should have kicked three, really, shouldn't he? And I think one out in the full. So, we liked it. We liked it. And it gives us that flexibility to go down back. It's good. And it puts pressure, obviously, on Tabernar, rather than just get a game by default if you're the only tall. So he's got to compete a bit more fiercely from his spot. So it's a win-win.
Based on what he showed, why the decision to sub him early
on? Yeah, well, we just wanted to... No, it's a good question. We're really flummoxed at the three-quarter time and halfway through the third because he was going well. But obviously, Crozier, as a young player, wanted to continue to give him opportunities. Right or wrongly, we took him out, gave Main some experience down back and went with the run. It was nothing to do with the form. It was just flip of the coin, really.
Is he a better option to persist with as a potential tall forward than Zach Clark?
Well, I think they're different in that Zach plays as ruckman forward, so he's been competing against John Griffin. But I think Zach could fit into that space, that position. So, yeah, he is. It'll be Tabernar. I think you could see Zach as a legitimate mobile forward himself, and Tabernar and Piercy, obviously. So, look, our list isn't chock full of the height, we know that. Hence, free agency's been a target and key forwards, but... it's nice to have a couple of young kids vying for the position.
If you lost Zach Dawson with his kid on Cameron, would Pierce go back or would you look for a new
kid? Well, I haven't considered him. Look, just obviously get briefed before I come in. That was mentioned. I clearly didn't see it. But really confident that the match review panel is making good decisions. So obviously there's an action that's been brought to your attention or you've seen, but I clearly didn't see it. So will that run, let that run its course of events?
I know you can't comment on umpiring, but did you, were you aware that Leon Cameron left the box twice to speak to the umpires today? Do you have any thoughts on
that? Did he? Well, that would be surprising that a senior coach would do that, I think. I don't think it's ideal, and I think, but Leon would have his motives for that, but I don't think it's great look for the game. Because we all get frustrated on different weeks. Well, we've had games, we've had free kicks paid and those sort of things, so I understand the frustration, but look, Leon's a really good person and he can do whatever he likes ultimately, but I don't think it's something we should encourage.
Do you think you've just got to suck it up a bit as coach and question afterwards if you're unhappy?
Well, that's what we all do, really. I think we all do that. We all do that, but we all obviously have moments, but... yeah, it's not for me to sit in judgment. That's not my role.
I know you just finished a game and it's 2 days since you spoke to us last about Nat, but have you had any progression on his groin issue and whether he's...
Yeah, he trained a little bit today. It'd still be 50-50, I reckon, for the Saints game.
And Jono, definitely 2 weeks, you're thinking? Or?
Yeah, we are, yeah. So, and then can he come straight back in or go through Peel? So, yeah, he's been in full training for a while. He's in pretty good nick. So, but he's so important to us. Odds are in his favour. But we'll see.
The Saints have been a bit of a bogey side in the last couple of years. What do you expect?
Yeah. If we look forward and lift up, we've got to get our review done. But yeah, they are, and they're a much improved squad and team. So I think they didn't put their best foot forward today just on the scoreboard. But I think looking at it, they had equal entries and they're pretty confident. I think they rested a few for us, so that's okay. I think Rewalt will be back and I'll give him a call during the week and check in. But yeah, I think a couple of like Gilbert, I think that's all, he didn't play, will be back. Rewalt, I'm not sure of the others, but look. It's about our football. There's no special interest for me or them. It's 4 years on. We're in really good position on the ladder and we aim to sort of protect that pretty fiercely by going to play some good football at Etihad. We love getting there to Etihad. It's a good track, fast track. So, yeah, it's a big challenge.
Just touching on the forward line again, with finals not far away now, is there a point where you have to settle on...
line up
there?
No, not really. It just changes so quickly with injury form and suspension. So I would have liked to have scored more. There's no doubt about it. But I don't think you could sit there and say we shouldn't have kicked 100 points. if you're kicking them out in the fall and missing them and not making the distance, and I think there'd be six of them. It was, and drop marks or missed handballs. So look, if we can just get that little bit of polish, but it's a concern that we didn't do it. So. You only have whiskers, should be your uncle, so we want to get out of that sort of mentality, if, maybe, you know, should have, could have. We need to get it done.
Earlier in the season, you guys were so slick and polished most of the first 8-10 weeks. Have you been able to put your finger on why that's kind of disappeared over the past 2 months?
No, I thought we did a lot right today. Yeah, so sometimes it's as simple as a missed kick, poor decision. It's yeah, but we'll continue to, we learn every week. We're trying to build some stuff in, but you're right, time's of the essence. It's sort of, it's a long time, but it's not long. You know, like 5 weeks will go pretty quick.
Chris might turn his ankle in the first quarter. Is he okay?
Yeah, he finished the game. I think they strapped it up. Yeah, and if he wasn't, we wouldn't have subbed, because him and Pierce were saying, playing that same sort of role. Yeah, he was pretty good today, I thought. Led well and marked well. And could have kicked a bit better.
Sorry, did you come out unscathed?
Yeah, based on that, yeah.
Was
Cusher
a bit crook?
Why was
he crook? Yeah,
I think
it was
visually
growing up.
No, not that I know. No. Unaware. Yeah.
3 wins clear with 5 rounds left, 3 wins clear with Hawthorne. Fair to say, nothing but sort of top two will satisfy everything.
I don't think about it. We end up in wins and losses. We're aware where we sit. But once you start hypothesising, guess what happens? You take your eye off the ball and you lose a game. So we'll add them up at the end. We're dog hungry. We're working hard. Are we perfect? No. That's just where it sits, isn't it? It just changes so quickly. Everyone's aiming for their best possible position. If that's our best possible position, that's where we'd like to stay. But at the end of the day, you take what you earn. No one gives it to you. You can't wish for it and sit there and watch other people win and lose. It's all garbage.
But have a couple of results that helped your cause some way?
I don't know. I wouldn't have thought so. I'll tell you what helped, winning today.
But other results have sort of fallen where contenders or challenges have lost and drawn and fallen away from
them. I hear all that, but I think quite simply coaches and players focus on what they can control. Typically, I think we can only control our own performance, our own winning. And the reason we're in the position we are, we don't rely on other people to win and lose. We've just got to control our own destiny. Unfortunately, I think teams that can't control their own destiny look at those sort of things, but we're certainly not a team that can't control our own destiny, so therefore it's not a priority that I sit there and wish and hope about other teams. My priority is build our football and aim to keep winning. Thanks, guys.
Ross Lyon there, and we took the whole of his press conference. Thanks to everyone who's joined it. It's 6:03.